Chapter 5. The Role of Brands in Industrial Marketing. In the preceding chapters, we've discussed the concept of brands and branding. We now show some of the ways that branding can be effectively used in industrial marketing. Some of these themes are also developed in later chapters. First of all, let's have a look at creating trust, confidence, and comfort through branding. Every time a buyer needs letterheads, needs them printing again, every time the stocks of machine oil for a factory require replenishing, every time a courier is needed to deliver a package, the buyer does not ask three companies for quotes. More often than not, he goes straight to his usual source. Buyers learn to trust regular suppliers. They know their prices. They've compared them to others in the past and found them to be competitive. They know how they perform. Inertia takes over. As trust builds, the relationship between the buyer and the supplier moves into a partnership, which recognises that the goals of both organisations can best be met by working together. It is, of course, essential for the supplier not to abuse this close relationship. If there is ever evidence that this is the case, the trust which has taken so long to build up can immediately be destroyed. In the same way as friendships are built, first by acquaintance and then by greater familiarisation, so too a well-known brand becomes a friend. Have you ever been to foreign parts and passed a branch of a supplier that you use back home? You feel as if you could pop in and get help if you need. You even feel as if you want to pop in and tell them about yourself. When a strong relationship exists between two companies, it is at all levels. The buyer knows the sales team because they speak regularly. The switchboard operator knows the names and the voices of the customer when they phone. The production personnel and the technical teams are in touch with each other. The delivery people know the warehouse people and so on.